We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Station. This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and Max Power are here to entertain and please you for the next 2 hours here on KFH. Jeff, we're going to have a big announcement here in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Finally, Wichita baseball will have a name, nickname, a logo, colors, and we are here to celebrate that today. We're going to have a bevy of Wichita baseball guests, starting with majority owner Lou Schweckheimer at 4:25. At 4:45, Todd Radom, who designed the logo for Wichita baseball, and we're looking forward to getting with him. He's done a lot of this kind of work all over the country, and he is here today, and we'll see his work right here. Dick Scott, the player development director for the Miami Marlins, is in town with a contingent of Marlins folks. He'll join us at 5 o'clock. And at 5:25, the mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell, whose hard work and determination and dedication is probably, in my view, responsible for the day we're celebrating today with the Wichita baseball folks.
Yeah, he's probably at the top of that list, and he brought others aboard that have become as important. So, big day for Wichita. They have a name, we just don't know it yet.
869-1240 is the number. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call. Max is in the studio, and he's ready for you. This is going to be a heck of a deal. I'm still holding out hope for Flyboys.
Really?
Well, sure. I never give up.
That's too bad.
Why would I give up?
No, I mean, it's probably time to give up.
Why would I ever give up?
Well, because they've named the team, and it's not Flyboys. I assume it may very well be.
We don't know. Mm. We're completely in the dark about this.
From everything, from the hints dropped by Lou Schweckheimer on our show last week or a couple weeks ago, saying it was going to be kind of straight down the middle, I don't see anything gimmicky like that. I think you have a better shot with Meadowlarks than you do with Flyboys.
Well, it's been a.
Am I even allowed to say a name of a team?
No,
I'm nervous about all this.
You know what I'd do if I were you? I'd keep quiet.
Okay. What if I just start saying names and maybe I'll hit it a minute?
No, please don't. Please don't even surmise.
What if it's the Cleveland Indians of Wichita?
Yeah, that's got a great chance. I don't know. Did you watch anything on TV last night?
Not really. I watched some of the...
I'm very flustered because this thing is locked down, this name, this logo, everything about it. So we're being very careful not to look where we shouldn't look, not to hear what we shouldn't hear.
Well, you try to get as much information from the no information that we're being given.
I don't want any information.
You've got the colors of the balloons.
I just think it's awesome that we're here and to partake in a celebration of Wichita baseball.
Yeah.
Now, I know what I wanted to ask you about. What's this latest hubbub with the Astros?
Oh, who's surprised by this?
Stealing signs. And then what's this other thing that they're doing where guys are hitting pitches that they know?
That's part of the stealing signs. It's relayed from a camera or some sort of a technology implement to the dugout, where they then bang on trash cans or helmet racks or whatever to signal what pitch is coming, and now the batter knows what pitch is coming.
Well, that's
and
just
if you have to be
cheap.
That high tech about your cheating, and
that's
that,
not high tech. That's
you know what I mean. That involved
as you can possibly get. Let's get to Jonathan on the Twin Peaks.
But I've been telling you this for months.
Jonathan, hello. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I realize that this is a radio feed, and unfortunately we don't have a visual there. You mentioned that there are balloons there. No,
we don't. We're not mentioning anything.
Yeah.
We're really not going to say anything because we're sworn to secrecy, and that's just how it's going to be.
I see.
This is the big day.
We don't know anything to tell anyway.
This is the big day for Wichita baseball, and we're going to let them revel in it.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was a certain color scheme because, I mean, when they announced Rock Hoppers, I just didn't know what color scheme they were going to go with. You know,
well,
and
it
so
will be interesting. If it's Rock Hoppers, it deserves to be black and white because that's as boring a name as you can ever imagine. Let me tell you that right now. What else, Jonathan?
That's it. I mean, that's the topic of the day. That's why we're here.
At 6:15 this evening, the announcement will be made.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thanks, boys.
There you go.
You are flustered, and I need you to not be.
Well, I don't want you to get anybody here in trouble. And I know that you're bored.
I don't know anything to tell anybody.
If I could tape your mouth shut right now, I would.
I don't know anything to give up. I have nothing for you.
I don't even like talking about it.
There's nothing to talk about.
Right.
I don't know anything.
So stop. Right?
No, because there's nothing to say. I have nothing to talk about. I don't know anything. I know less than nothing.
Oh boy, you're a breath of fresh air as always.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Well, let's just enjoy the moment here. I am a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I don't want to blow. I'm not here to blow anything. I've got an announcement coming up Monday. I don't want that blown.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
You have a way of dropping little hints.
No, I don't. I've been asked.
Well, on Twitter you said, and I know what it is.
I do.
About our announcement.
I do.
So what?
I do.
So that just invites, what is it? Why don't you tell us? And
not going to tell. But I will draw attention to myself occasionally. Why
do
not?
You do that?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Well, I mean, when you do, why?
I don't know. Why not?
That's
Everybody
my
does
game.
It occasionally.
That's my game. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. We've got a lot of Wichita baseball coming up on the show today, but I thought it was interesting to talk about the Astros because you said that you thought they cheated.
They've always cheated. It's nothing.
So are we to think they're the only team that does
this? I don't
know
if they're the only team, but why are their own former players coming out against it? Why are sources in the organization?
But we don't know about that. Mike Fiers, we don't know what his motive is.
What motive would he have?
I don't know.
To lie?
That's what I mean. We don't know. He got treated poorly.
There are other sources are in the organization actively that were not named in the story on The Athletic, but gave similar accounts and information. So, and it's clear that it's going on. There's some mystery surrounding it. They cheated.
How big of a deal is it?
It should be a huge deal, I think, but I don't know. Is there a deterrent to it?
But isn't everybody in the history of baseball, hasn't everybody tried to steal signs?
Yeah, from second base.
Right. But
not
now
from
you, but
a
now
camera.
You have, now you have technology.
Right, and it's not, and that's not why it should be used.
I agree. I don't like it, but I'm saying
so why are you sticking up for the Astros?
My feeling is that it goes on more than we think it does.
It might, but the Astros have become the poster children for that for that practice.
What happens when the Astros with the Astros offense if they don't steal signs? Are they markedly worse?
Yeah, they're markedly worse.
They're markedly worse.
When you know what pitch is coming, you're going to hit more often than not. And
the biggest reason for the Astros' success over the past several years. Is because they cheat. That's the assertion.
Yes, and why not just say that? Why not? I mean, that's kind of the case, isn't it? Why not just call it what it is?
Let's get back to the phones. I'll get back to you in a minute. Eric is on line one. Eric.
Hey, radio.com. I'll tell you what. I'm fast forwarding a couple of hours, and I'll get the name of the team, then I'll get back with you.
That's a great idea. You know, that's tremendous technology now. I don't think you can fast forward, however.
Oh, you can't?
Sorry about that, but that's a great idea.
Dang.
Are you
okay,
how excited are you, Eric, about the name, the colors, the logo? This is like a big step. The stadium's it's taking shape. How much does this move your needle?
It moves a great deal. I spent a lot of time at that stadium with the Arrows and Wranglers and Pilots and so on over the years. My heart breaks for Jeff, all the work he did. and the city just we just kicked into the curb.
Pretty much.
That's my opinion.
Used to it at this point, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. We appreciate
it. See ya.
Let's get to Bill. Bill, you're next on the drive with Bob and Jeff.
Hey, I'm hoping for Metalarks. Don't know what it's going to be, but I'm hoping for Metalarks. I mean, that's a pretty appropriate and real cool name. I think a ball cap would look real good with a Metalark on it. As far as the Houston Astros cheating and whatnot and people coming out and talking about it, it's kind of interesting that New England's been accused of all this all the time, and there's dozens and dozens of players that don't play for the Patriots anymore, and you don't hear anybody ever saying, yep, that's what they were doing. It just seems kind of – if the New England Patriots are really that big of cheaters, somebody within the organization, an ex-player or something, would have come out and said, hey, this is what was going on.
Well, it should be fairly easy to determine if the Astros were indeed using center field camera technology to cheat. I don't know why that would be difficult to determine.
It won't be difficult to determine. I'm sure most
and of it should have been easy to pick up when it was happening.
And it was by some pitchers who you saw the Danny Farquhar footage from 2017 when they allegedly began this practice of stealing signs, and he went out and they had new signs. That's really all you can do as a pitcher or a catcher, just change the signs and then see what happens.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate the call. AJ Hinch, who I do hold in high esteem, I don't think I do anymore. Really, you're done with AJ Hinch.
Well, he's
a Stanford guy.
He's the face of an organization that has stepped in it on multiple occasions over the last month, and who knows how long they've been doing other shady stuff. Just don't like it.
Huh. Well, aren't you the high?
Well, isn't he kind of where the buck stops? I know in the organization you have people ahead of him, but he's the manager. He's the guy out front. He should be accountable for.
He
some
should
of this
be accountable
garbage.
If they're stealing signs. I'm not sure how accountable he should be for the assistant general manager saying ridiculous things to three female reporters in the clubhouse. I'm not sure I put that on AJ Hinch. He's the one guy that stepped up pretty immediately and blasted his own people
after they tried to discredit the reporter. And
no, not he. He had nothing to do
with
that.
But the organization did, and
when they did that, that's where he'd had enough.
Eventually, yes.
I like AJ Hinch. I have no reason to think that he's
he got called on it by the Yankees. I don't know if it was this year or last year or the year before, but the Yankees alleged that they were whistling signs, and you heard video evidence of that on Twitter today. So.
Well, you've said terrible things about the Yankees on this show.
Well, like what?
So what's to lead you to believe that they're being on the up and up? The only team you care about is the Cleveland Indians.
Right, and we would never engage.
And let me ask you this hypothetical.
Okay.
What if it turned out that the Indians cheated like this? What would your reaction be?
But they didn't.
That's why I said it's a hypothetical. What would your reaction be?
Well, I'd ask, why is Jason Kipnis still hitting .230 then?
Well, there's guys on the Astros that aren't hitting.
Not really.
Oh,
they
yeah.
pretty much all had career years up and down and have only been getting better throughout the last two or three seasons. Name a guy who's had a down year for the Astros over the course of two or three
seasons. Ledmus Diaz did not have a great year.
He had as good a year as you can expect a Ledmus Diaz to have as a utility player.
Maldonado did not have a great year.
Your point's well taken,
but I just don't know. I have some doubt, okay? First of all, I have doubt that players – this is just me. I have some doubt that players would want to be involved in that.
Of course they would.
I don't think players of integrity would want anything to do with that.
The source in the Astros organization, quoted by The Athletic, said some didn't, but many did, and that there was one player who had come from another organization, so you can kind of whittle that down, who said, yeah, we did it over here. So that leads.
Well, that's Michael Brantley.
No, it was in 2017.
That's Michael Brantley admitting that the Indians did.
No, I don't think that's what it was.
He wouldn't need
to steal signs anyway. He's one of the best pure hitters there is in baseball.
Well, none of those guys would seem to need to steal
signs. Right, because they've all been stealing signs and hitting the crap out of the ball during their time with the Astros.
Your jealousy and envy is
jealousy?
So...
what would I... Jealous?
You can almost feel it. You're so
are you
loud,
jealous
right?
of Barry Bonds and his exploits?
Not at all. He's a cheater.
Right.
But I'm not jealous
right,
of it.
Right, so I'm not jealous of this. I'm a little irritated by it.
Plus, Barry Bonds, as far as I know, didn't win a thing.
Well, the Astros, I wish, hadn't either. Maybe they'll get it revoked.
Astros won a World Championship. What have they been in, two or three World Series?
Two.
Did you watch any of the Evansville upset last night?
No, but I was obviously as surprised by that outcome as anybody could be. I took a look briefly at Michigan, my club, Juwan Howard, and they beat Creighton, and they're off.
Well, that's a nice win for them. That's a good game. That's a good win. It's interesting that Evansville, Sam Cunliffe, the KU transfer, 17.6 rebounds, didn't start the game, had six turnovers, but Evansville goes into Lexington and wins that game. And listen, it's early November basketball. Anything can happen.
But Evansville at Kentucky?
That's my feeling. You can find a game like this almost every season where somebody of middle of the pack in their own conference or even lower end goes in and beats a ranked team. Now, beating a number one team, although do we really think Kentucky, with all their youth, is ready now to be the number one
team? I don't know. They'd beaten Michigan State
early, first game.
Right, but they beat Michigan State. You shouldn't be losing to Evansville. And it doesn't happen every year. This is the first time in the history of the Valley, I think I read, that they beat a number one team on the road in a non-conference game.
I didn't say a number one team. I said that it happens every year where a nondescript program goes on the road or at home or wherever and finds a way to win a game like
this. Yeah, but not Kentucky.
Sure.
And it doesn't happen.
Look at Kentucky.
And it doesn't happen to KU.
I remember when Kentucky, it's spotty in my memory, but this happened fairly recently to Kentucky.
They lost to, like, Robert Morris or somebody.
Well, yeah. Better than Evansville?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Robert Morris? What conference is Robert Morris in?
The Southland. I have no idea.
You really don't have an idea.
I know they made a lot of tobacco products in the day. That's all I – but that was in the NIT, and that was six, 7 seasons ago.
Yeah. Northeast Conference.
The Northeast? Wow.
By Tim apparently knows everything, the play-by-play. Really?
Really?
Robert Morris? Wow. It's his alma mater. I've never met
him. Good timing.
That's outstanding. How about that? How about that mentioning Robert Morris? There's got to be some reason that happened. We mentioned Robert Morris, and Tim Grubbs happens to be walking by, and that's his alma mater. See, I always think there's a reason for everything.
You think?
In the universe.
That's not just
I don't
pure
know if
coincidence.
You think that deeply.
Not everything.
Guys that like was, me think that
What would
deep.
The reason for that be?
I don't
that's
know.
Just coincidental.
You always have to try to figure those things out.
I don't think there was a reason.
Did Tim Grubbs come into my life for a reason? And is that reason associated with Robert Morris in any way, shape, or means?
Unlikely, but perhaps.
You just blow stuff like this off.
No, I don't. It's a coincidence. That's all that was. There's no.
I don't know that I believe in coincidence.
Okay, then don't.
I believe in a reason.
Okay, well, you can spend your
now
time
spend
trying
the rest,
to unravel
I'll
that.
Spend the rest of my night trying to figure out why Tim Grubbs and I have this simpatico relationship.
Well, he immediately bypassed the conversation.
Let's get a break in after we talk to Dennis. Dennis, you're on with Bob and Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I, for one, watched a lot of basketball last night, and I did watch Evansville beat Kentucky. I watched Oregon beat Memphis. And believe it or not, I fell asleep on the Oklahoma-Oregon State game simply because I want to see how Austin Reeves did, and he showed up fine. I guess
hey,
he's
Dennis,
even
can
better
I ask you a
after
question?
I went to sleep.
Can I ask you a quick question? Because I've been thinking about this. Oklahoma comes to Interest Bank Arena in December, I think. What kind of reaction do you think Austin Reeves will get in that game?
Oh, I don't see why he shouldn't
reaction.
Be applauded.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Why would he be?
He went down there for his own good. Nothing wrong with that. And you talk about upsets, Bob. Do you know St. Mary's out in that great Western Conference out there with Gonzaga got beat by Greg Marshall's old team, Winthrop?
Well, I guess, listen, isn't Winthrop pretty good?
Yeah, but Winthrop beating St. Mary's?
That doesn't rise to the level.
Well, North Carolina lost to Northern Iowa, I think, a few years ago or recently. And
happens. You're not going to top Evansville beating Kentucky.
No.
Thank you, Dennis. Always a pleasure. Dennis, who watches virtually everything, and we admire him for that. All right, now it's time for a break. It's Listener Appreciation Month here on The Drive. The music is that of Mark Powell, who's given us four outstanding songs. You'll hear those throughout the show today. When we return, we will be joined by majority owner Lou Schweckheimer on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.